Good afternoon, y'all. So, I really didn't have any plans on recording today, but I guess it was just really something on my heart to share with y'all because I just couldn't stop thinking about it and how I wanted to talk to everybody about this. So, I really don't remember when it was. It was maybe like the end of December or early January. Whatever. All I remember, the specific detail is I was on my way to work and depression. With depression comes suicidal thoughts. I mean, most people have them. I can't say everybody has them, but most people, they have them. And I was getting on the interstate and I'm like, I should just drive into this cement. I guess it was like a divider, cement divider. I was like, I should just do it. Like, what do I really have to lose? Who would really miss me? All the intrusive thoughts, all of those. And, I opted out. I decided against it. And I was like, maybe some other time. So about 10 minutes later, I'm on the interstate now and I'm on my way to work, speeding a little bit. And I'm always listening because I know bad tires, but I'm always listening for the change in something. And normally it's the road, but this time I'm like, is that me? Is that my tire? Then the next thing you know, I'm swerving all across the road and shit, and I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared. But I finally get the truck off to the side. I'm on Interstate 20, I-20, and traffic wasn't as heavy as it could have been, but it was still traffic out there. So I got it to the side of the road, and I think the first call I made was to my aunt, and I texted a couple of people to let them know what was going on. And yeah, I was terrified, but in that moment, it could have ended badly, but it didn't. And I prayed to God because I still really wanted to be here. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to leave yet. And me, laughter is my escape to everything. I laugh through the pain. I laugh through the hurt. I laugh through it all. It's a joke, 'cause I know you may have heard the saying, sometimes you just gotta laugh to keep from crying. So, after I went through it was funny. Ha ha ha. I'm laughing, telling everybody about it. But it was a moment of realization. 'Cause I felt like God was like, you saying you don't want to be here. You thinking all these thoughts, and you're telling me, you'd be better off dead. So let's see how you feel, how you react to it. This way, this isn't suicide. Something happened. It went down. It was really nothing you could do about it. Your tire blew out. That's what happened. My tire blew out. But I was like, no, God, I think I just be talking. I'm not ready. I wasn't ready. I couldn't see it happening. I did everything in my power to prevent anything bad from happening. And I felt like it was a moment of God saying to me, you need to stop playing with me. And I heard him. I listened. I heard him. And that was really a turning point for me. Like, not saying that I'll never be depressed again, or I wasn't depressed like after that, but the whole really contemplating like the suicide and stuff like that, I was off that. I've been off that for however long ago that was. I've been off that ever since then, because I'm not ready to leave yet. I'm really not. Truly, I'm not ready to leave here yet. And with this story goes, sometimes we just need to be shown things in a different way. Sometimes we need the dramatics. Sometimes we need all of this, because my life could have ended that day, because it, like I said, it was traffic, and I had to sit there for a while scared to death that somebody would come along, swerve to the left hand side a little bit, and just take me with them down the highway. And that was the thought too. And you know, 18 wheelers and all that stuff coming down. I had some time to ponder, if we will, upon life and everything that goes along with it. And I wasn't ready to see mine end. In that moment, in those moments, in all of that, through all of that, you know, I talk to God. When I say I talk to God, I pray to him. I pray to, yes, but I talk. If you know me, it ain't nothing for me to have a conversation with something that won't respond to me. That's not a problem for me. It's never been. So I have conversations with God, and I talk to him like I would talk to any other person, because sometimes you need that. And I'm like, God, look, you know what I went through. You know what I'm going through. You know why I'm feeling how I'm feeling at this point. Dealing with the death of my mother was the most traumatic experience that I probably will ever have in my life. And coping with that, it has not been easy. I hadn't been coping with it well. I'm not accepting certain things that I need to accept, all of this type of stuff. And I would tell them, I just don't see my purpose. I'm not living anymore. I'm just here. I still have life in me, but I'm not living it. I'm not doing anything. I'm not contributing to society. Like, I'm not doing anything. So I feel, why should I still be here? Why am I here? Why are you keeping me here? And, I mean, we know. He give you signs. He didn't really answer you like that. But I still was talking to him and telling him all these things. And I'm like, okay, so we've established now that I'm really not ready to go. I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to come out of this, but I'm not ready to leave. And that's where we started from. I'm not ready to leave. And evidently he's not ready for me to leave yet either. So it's something that I need to do that I haven't done yet. I'm still not sure as to what it is, but I'm trying to find out and I'm trying to get it done, because I had to start realizing I do have a purpose. It's a reason. And right now, why I'm still here today is the grace of God. A lot of people struggle with faith, religion, all of this, and politics and religions. Those are the two subjects that I really don't speak on, but yeah, we're doing it today. We're doing religion. And through everything over the past almost 3 years now, what I could tell anybody is the reason that I'm still alive today is through the grace of God. Is no other reason. It's nothing that I did to keep myself here. It's the grace of God. It was his mercy. He has kept me going. He has kept me alive. And no one could really tell me differently, because if I struggled before with my faith, I don't struggle with it anymore. I believe wholeheartedly in God, because it is nothing else that could have kept me here. It is nothing else that could have kept me going. And I just want to embrace that. And I guess I just needed to share that story. You have to believe in something. You have to have faith in something. It's a lot of things in life that we can't see. I always talk about that tunnel. I'm petrified of the dark. I'm going to be real. Yes, I'm a grown ass woman and I'm still scared of the dark. Okay. Make your jokes. But when you're in that tunnel and you can see a little slither of light, if you will, but how far away the light is from you and the journey that you have to make, it makes you want to say that I can't do this. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it to the light. I'm not going to get out of this darkness. I'm gonna stay in the darkness. But what God does and how he comes in and does it is he reminds you that you're not doing this alone. You're never alone. You always have him. You can always lean on him. He will be there for you through whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is you feel you can't come up out of, whatever it is you feel you can't make it through. He will be there. He will help you. And that's all I can tell you. He has helped me so much through all of this. And I'm seeing the light. It's not so dark anymore. And I thank God every day for that. I thank God every day for waking me up. And I try my best to do something positive every day. It may not be the biggest things. Something small, but you got to start small. I try to be positive. I want to see life positively now. I don't want to see the negativity. I don't want to focus on the bad shit that could happen. I want to see the positive things that could happen. Because, like I told you, when I realized that I wasn't ready yet, like, I was playing. Yeah, I got scared. I got to the point where I just felt like it wasn't an escape. I didn't feel like I could come up out of everything I was going through. I'm like, it's no recovering. It's no coming back from this. I'm just too far gone. It's just, I need to get it over with. But no. It's a reason. Maybe one day I may be somebody's light in a tunnel. Because believe it or not, you do have God. Yes, you do. But sometimes you just need one person to believe in you, to listen to you, to encourage you. Even as adults, that still goes a long ways, because sometimes you don't see it, how you've come so far, how you've done so much, how you now have this glow about you, like you're feeling better about yourself, aren't you? I can see it in you. I can see the light in you. You got this. You could do this. You can make it. And I know I've spoken on it before. To hear somebody say to you, I'm proud of you. Every time I hear that, it almost brings me to tears, because I need that. You don't understand what I've been through, how I've been processing, how I just need to know that somebody else sees the work that I'm putting in, because I'm trying. I'm trying so hard. And it's not easy. It's never probably going to be easy, but I'm doing it. I'm doing things that I was afraid that I could never do. I'm doing it. I got a podcast, y'all. And I hate talking. Like, literally. The only time you could get me to actually talk a lot is if I'm intoxicated. And I don't really drink like that anymore. So doing this, having the motivation to do this, and that was a lot of the struggle too, because I love doing my podcast. But even the things that I love, it has been hard to continue to do these things. Just because I wasn't doing it didn't mean I didn't want to or I didn't enjoy it. I just couldn't push myself hard enough to get it done. And like I said, I want to change all of that. I want to be positive. I want to go forward and live a good life. You know, I want to prosper. I want to do all of that stuff. And through God, I can do all of that. I just had to actually start believing in him. Because we always try to work through everything on our own. Like, I don't got nobody. I just got to do this on my own. I got to make it work. I have to do it. Even people who actually embrace their faith, sometimes they just believe that I. We don't remember that we have a higher power. He's controlling this. What we need, he's going to give it to us. But it's not gonna come easy. You will have to prove that you deserve everything that you work for. You're gonna have to prove it. You're gonna have to work for it. Yeah, it's not gonna just be handed to you on a silver platter. It doesn't work like that. You work for it. Because I've always heard faith without work, it's just dead, you know? You have to work for it. You have to be motivated. You have to find your motivation. You have to find all of this. And so like I said, I really didn't intend on recording anything today, and I hope that it does make some kind of sense to you. But we have to be the change that we want. If you keep coming up with negative things, if you keep seeing the dark side to things, if you keep believing that, oh, something bad's going to happen, this is going to happen, it's just negativity in the world, blah, 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 you're going to get negativity. But if you put out positive vibes, if you have positive words for people, if you display the positivity that you want, most of the time people are going to accept it and they're going to give you positivity back. You have, like I said, you have to be the change that you want. And that's the journey that I'm on right now. I want to change. I want to do better. I want to get better at things. I want this. Life is a beautiful thing. And life is for the living. I'm alive, but like I said, I haven't been living. I'm trying to change all of that. I want to live. I want to be a blessing to someone. I want these things. Not because I want to be praised. Nah, it's nothing like that. It's I want to be a blessing to someone because I had a lot of someones that were blessings to me. And I want to return that favor. I want to pay it forward. I want the positive outlook on life. I'm not saying that I'm all the way there, but I'm on my way. I'm working towards that goal. Like I said, I still don't really understand or know the purpose, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep going in this positive direction. And I'm going to keep praying every day, every night, thanking him for the smallest things. And that was all I got for you. I hope this touches somebody. And if you have any comments, please feel free to leave them for me. And y'all have a great day.